Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kyle Wright has been a nice surprise.
Yeah, yes.
Through the spring. I think he's a guy that is worthy of being on that in that rotation come opening day. But you've got Wright. You've got Mike Soroka. You've got Tuki Toussaint.
Tuki!
Who is my favorite. You got Sean Newcomb, who we've seen. You got Bryce Wilson, who has pitched well. Ian Anderson, who we've seen. I'm tired of being on the cover of Baseball America, Randy. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have a great farm system, when you are loaded with prospects, in air quotes here, prospects, you're on the cover of Baseball America. I don't want to be on the cover of Baseball America anymore. We've done
Kyle Wright can't believe he was available at five in the draft. This guy is electric. Four pitches electric. This guy has four pitches. He hits his corners. He hits his spot. His changeup is well-developed. Couple that with the mid-90s fastball where he hits his spots and it's got movement.
That's Paul Byrd talking about Kyle Wright.
Okay, we don't. We know they got stuff. He's a very good player. How long is that going to go? And what I mean by that is, when are you going to let him play? When are you going to let him play?
Randy.
I make this analogy. I live up in Gwinnett. I'm tired of seeing those guys in Gwinnett. All right, bring them down here. Let them live over here. Let them live over in Cobb County because that means they're going to be in the rotation. It's about time.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being on the cover of Baseball America. I want to be on the cover of the Sports Illustrated World Series commemorative issue. That's what I want.
I'm not mad at you, and I know a lot of our Braves fans, they want the same thing. I know they're tired of it, and it's to a point where, okay, if you're not going to use them to get somebody else then.
There you go. if you're not going to give these guys a chance and bring them up and put them in the big leagues, then let's flip these, air quote, prospects and get something in return. That's what I'm, you know.
Because it seems like everybody else does. Or is it just me? It seems like to me that everybody gives up a top pitching prospect to make their team better.
If you read what the national writers say, the Braves are loaded with it. Loaded with pitching in the minor leagues. And I realize the key to this is you got to figure out who to keep and who to deal.
I got that one. I'm all in on that part of it. I know this is not an easy thing. But, dog, how much longer are we going to wait on these kids?
There you go.
How much longer? Is it more or less the Braves scared to put them out there, or is that the kids just ain't developed yet? Which one is it? Which one? I mean, it's either or. It can't be in the middle. It's either they're not ready or the Braves are scared. What else could it be? If you're telling me you got all these pitching and you're telling me that if you look at the overall batting order and the guys that play in the field, you look at all that, the Braves they're one of the best. If you look at just that, they should be, right?
Right.
What's holding it? I don't want to say it's holding us back, but that's the biggest question mark. And it's been that way for how long? Four, five years?
Yeah, you know? Since the rebuild started.
Since the rebuild started. And then, you know, I said this yesterday, Chris, I just jinxed it because I made a joke that, man, Julio Teheran going to be the open day starter. Just joking, thinking that, you know, no, he probably won't. But it's looking like he might be that guy again.
Julio's going to be your guy. And Julio is, as we talk about the three Braves players who need a fast start, on my list is Julio because I feel like, you know, kind of we talked about Vic Beasley and fans kind of riding the fence. You're either on one side of it or the other you know, Vic Beasley's concerned. I think you say the same thing about Julio Teheran. You talk to other folks, you know, you talk to Braves fans, there's a feeling on him that it's split. And I'm not even sure that the front office right now knows where they are with him long term. He's got a very club-friendly contract. But I'd like to see Julio get off to a good start because for a couple of reasons. Number one, if he can help this team win ball clubs, help this club win games, then let's keep him here. And if you decide that one of these younger guys is a better option, then I want Julio to play well because then he becomes a piece you can move at the trade deadline.
Well, again, you use the Vic analogy. I don't think there's a wall for Julio Teheran. I think everybody's about tired of Julio. I mean, this is called. I mean, I think you're about tired of him. I think that we've seen the best or gotten the best we're going to get out of that young man. And I don't think it's okay. Either you like him, I think most people are just like, hey man, you. Sad damn Sam Freeman, y'all can kick rocks. All right, let's get these young guys, because why can't you give these guys an opportunity? Why are you putting these young players at the, well, they'll compete for the fifth spot. Why can't they compete for the third spot? Why can't they compete for the fourth? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got so many of them, put them out there.
Right.
Put them out there. Because obviously you're not going to spend no money to get somebody in and upgrade it, so throw them out there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.